The first time I tried to tell you, we're chilling out on a hilltop overlooking the city. It was a breezy afternoon and I had wrapped my hair into a ponytail so it doesn't slap on your face. You tried to do the ponytail for me, but you failed miserably. You had no idea where to start. I know it's just your excuse to play with them a bit more. You just can't get enough of them. We were sitting on the hood of your car and there was no one around. The air was filled with the subtle fragrance of a recent shower, but the smell of you took over in proximity. I rested my head on your shoulder and we were enjoying the view and the mutual company. I wasn't sure what overcame me, but I kissed you on the cheek and whispered those words into your ear. Three simple words. I expected you to repeat them back to me, but you didn't. You sat in silence for a long moment, suddenly looking very worried and lost. I was scared I did something wrong, but you simply brushed it off and swiftly changed the topic. You didn't say a lot during the drive back. You stared into the windshield with those sad brown eyes. I didn't dare to ask. The second time I tried to tell you, I got a call from you. Your parents were fighting again and I picked you up to stay at my place. You looked slightly distressed, so I hugged you as soon as I saw you. I told you everything would be alright as we cuddled on my couch. And that's when you first let your guard down. I could feel you opening up and allowing me to heal your wounds. You told me everything. Everyone always expects something from you and they trick you into doing favors for them. They praise you, they compliment you, they make you feel you adored, liked and cherished. But they lied. No one tried to get to know you as a person. No one let you in on their inside jokes. Your whole life you've been a people pleaser. Always smiles and sunshine. Always keeping a polite distance from the others. And it was tiring. So tiring, waking up every day with facade on. Sooner or later, you lose who you are. That's why you don't want me to say those words. You're scared they're meant to manipulate you, to lure you into a false sense of security. I understand. It's hard to trust when everyone betrays you. I know it's hard for you to trust me. But I trust you. Unconditionally and entirely. You don't have to pretend to be anyone else with me. You can just be you. And I accept that. I accept you for who you are. You don't have to achieve anything or make yourself do anything to stay with me. You can be as genuine as you want. We cuddled for so long that night. You fell asleep in my lap. You were breathing steadily and I didn't dare move an inch in case you wake up. We didn't bring it up the next day or the day after. There was no point. I knew your past traumas, and there's no use talking about it all the time. What matters is that I make sure it won't ever happen again to you. Not on my watch. And I want to be someone you can trust. Someone you can open up to. I know it takes time. Good things always do. But I will be here. Every step of the way. Sometimes you seem confused. Sometimes I think you don't understand why I'm so persistent. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I would stay with you no matter what. Here we go. Third time's the charm. I love you.